State prosecutors are pushing for a criminal trial in the wake of last year's devastating Sockeye wildfire near Willow. But as the anniversary of the fire approaches on June 14th, attorneys for the two defendants have asked for more time to prepare their case. As Alaska Public Media's Ellen Lockyer reports, there's still a chance for an out-of-court settlement.
On a hot Friday afternoon in Palmer, a half dozen or so defendants await the judge's arrival in state district court. But one case in Judge David Zwink's courtroom stands out.
So I was thinking my request was going to be a late summer trial.
Assistant District Attorney Eric Senta tells the judge it will take about 2 weeks for the state to present its criminal case against Greg Immig and Amy DeWitt, the two defendants charged with negligence in starting the Sockeye wildfire. But the case may not go to trial. Kevin Fitzgerald, attorney for Immig, has asked the court for another pretrial hearing on June 10th. Fitzgerald told the judge the state has made an offer, and it could be September before the defense is ready to respond. Palmer District Attorney Roman Kalachek, who's also working on the state's case, says he's reluctant to discuss negotiations, but it's possible the case could be settled out of court.
I think our main concern is just that we want to, you know, if we resolve it, on the chance that we resolve the case, it just has to be a resolution that, you know, reflects the magnitude of this incident.
Kalachek says the defendant's attorneys know what the state will accept.
They probably know that we're looking, you know, at two facets of this case. A, that we would require, you know, an acknowledgement that this was a criminally negligent burning, a crime. And also that, you know, they would have to also recognize the acceptance of responsibility. We have to recognize that the conduct endangered other people in the community.
Attorney Fitzgerald did not return calls in time for this story. The case is unusual because the criminal counts against the defendants are all misdemeanors, but the extent of the damages is enormous. The fire swept more than 7,000 acres and destroyed 55 homes. No human deaths or injuries resulted, but pets and sled dogs perished. Borough officials tally $2.6 million in losses due to the destroyed homes, with an additional $900,000 in losses linked to totally or partially burned property. Fighting the fire cost the state $8 million. D.A. Kalachek says because the misdemeanor charges do not carry jail time, there is no bargaining chip on the table for reduced charges or sentencing. Restitution is the sticking point.
You know, one of the impediments to the full agreement is the restitution component. You know, there's a lot of money at stake here. I don't think the prosecutors have any good information as to how much money anybody really has. So, you know, it's at this point, I don't see any agreement as to a monetary figure.
Kalachek says there is no guarantee either that the case will be settled or go to trial. Anything can happen before a trial, he says, adding that criminal charges need to be determined before civil proceedings can begin. Civil cases could include lawsuits filed by the owners of the destroyed homes. I'm Ellen Lockyer.